Pickaxe.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with zero qualifications where we try and solve your complications. I'm Ravs and I'm joined by the lovely Harry and Lids. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
How are we doing, gang?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, pretty good, thank you.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you can tell it's a morning recording because Ravs has got his signature gravel.
I've got my signature gravelly morning voice, yeah. I'm still not 100% over this cold.
What's happened to you? You've been destroyed. You've been defeated, Ravs.
Like, ever since getting this cold, I've just been like snivelly, snotty, odd cough here and there. It's just doing my fucking tits in.
It sucks. I'm sorry for you, dude.
Yeah, but the worst part is every morning I wake up sounding like this, which, like, you know, is fine because it sounds kind of cool, but like, I want to sound like me again.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Your immune system's taking a battering.
Like, probably by the time we finish this podcast, I'll progressively sound more and more normal. But yeah, you know.
Wait, were you drinking last night as well?
Nope.
Okay.
Your boy was good behavior.
Okay.
A fresh boy.
Very rare. Very rare from Ravs nowadays.
I did tiny teams and then I was playing Pathfinder. I was doing that on Sunday. So I only drink on a Tuesday now.
Oh my God. Health influencer.
That's actually a lie.
The status quo of the podcast has been ruined, Ravs.
Yeah.
Wait, I was thinking, bitch, you lying. I don't know you drink on Tuesdays.
Tuesday is my big night. Any other night is just like a couple.
that makes sense.
Yeah. What have you guys been doing? Did you have fun?
Not really, no. I went on one of those like kind of community big dog walks yesterday.
Yeah.
To try and get, just because Pepper's, she's not amazing with other dogs, like she's a bit scared of them.
Yeah.
But just more exposure is more good. More positive exposure is more good. So that was kind of fun, walking around just like, you know, outside of Bristol with a bunch of random people and they were all crazy dogs. It was just really nice. I thought like it was going to be more awkward, but actually I guess just having that commonality of everyone has a dog and is there to walk their dog actually made it really not awkward at all. Just meeting these random people. Like, I didn't know anybody before I went. But yeah, it was actually quite nice chatting to them, and I had like being able to like, not like talk shop, but just like, talk about little doggy things with people and be like, oh yeah, okay, that's weird, or that's what we did when they did this, or whatever. It's like, it was nice.
I love that you've just went full dog dad.
I just feel like you have to do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no like,
it does feel like you've just went right into the deep end though.
Yeah, it does a little bit. But I feel like, not that like I was looking for a lifestyle change, but I feel like I've done the same things in my life for like kind of 8-9 years at this point, and just like, boom, fuck it, let's get a dog and switch it up, and now I gotta go do all these things on the weekend and it's fun. Enjoy.
It's like you went to a mummy baby group, you know, where you're like, oh, my baby is shitting, but how about yours? And they're like, oh, my baby's shitting too. Or you're like that with dogs.
Yeah, yours like to eat its own shit in the grass.
Did you talk about anything other than dogs, or was it pure dog convo?
No, these people, I mean, I won't lie, I was like, these people are maybe a bit too doggy for me. Like,
right.
They were like, they just looked like doggy people, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they had like a lot of them turned up. I was joking with my partner that they were LARPers because they turned up in like hiking kind of gear. Do you know what I mean? Like with like backpacks with straps on it, and like I've got the fucking the anti poop spray, the fucking the triple reload on the pooper bags, like fucking so much doggy kit. It's like it's so interesting because having a dog to certain people becomes like a really serious hobby. Mm. Like they're not just a pet. It's like it's now like a financial hole in which you're going to just sink money to buy these things. I don't know. It's very, I find the people watching quite entertaining while walking around.
I guess it's like, yeah.
Just you wait.
I'll be there.
That's going to be you. Do you know at the beginning of the 101 Dalmatians, the Disney cartoon, where the guy is looking out of the window and he sees all the owners walking along with their dogs and the dogs look like their owners? I've just realized that's you and Pepper. She's got like long, curly brown hair.
She got some bits of me in her. For sure. Yeah, she really does. She's got the floppy bits of my hair.
Yeah, that's cute. You could be in the 101 Dalmatians.
Do you know what's really funny? Owning a dog, you do notice people with dogs way more. Like, you're just way more aware of it, especially as Pepper's a bit scared of dogs. So I'm like way more conscious
of it.
Yeah,
it's like a cheat code. Like a cheat code.
It really is.
You need to be on watch.
I feel like I used to like never notice people with dogs and now I just see them all the time. But I think that is well legit. Every time I see somebody, I identify the traits that they share with their dog. It's so funny. And it just is true. I just feel like it has to be true. Like people do look like their pets.
That's funny, isn't it? Like, I definitely can see characteristics of that for sure. 100%.
Do you feel like you share characteristics with your cats? Visual ones, I guess.
I don't think so. I feel like it's different with cats. Like,
I feel like you and Hastings are quite similar.
We're both ginge.
But you're also like, you're both like quite flamboyant hair. Do you know what I mean? I always think it's like quite voluminous.
We both have big, voluminous ginger hair. Yeah.
There's really something in there.
Maybe I've subconsciously, because when I got Hastings, I didn't have like this kind of hair. So I've subconsciously adapted myself to a little more like my son.
Maybe that's part of it as well. Yeah.
Maybe it could be. I knew a girl that dyed her hair ginger to match her dog. So, you know, but she did that on purpose.
God, I don't know how to feel about that.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that. I feel like that's fucking weird.
That is very odd, if you ask me.
I don't know. I kind of like it. I'm into it.
That's funny. Should we get into a question then?
Well, firstly, there's something very important we need to discuss. The elephant in the room.
Well, I've actually got a question, Lydia, lined up that I think will cover your elephant in the room.
Perfect.
Is there an elephant in the room?
There is.
From last episode, there is a little bit. And do you want to know how many...
Oh, yes. I know the elephant in the room.
Do you know how many questions we got about the elephant? We got so many people writing in about it.
I was tagged in it so much.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, let me start.
We are soothsayers, ladies and gentlemen.
Something dark has happened. A dark ritual has taken place.
This is a cult.
We have a bad power.
Let's jump into the question so people can understand the context. Now that Justin Trudeau and his wife have split, obviously because he heard of Lydia's love of him.
Justin!
My question is, what famous couples can't you stand and wish you could force to break up? Like home-wrecking Lydia did to my country's prime minister. So that's the elephant in the room. Justin Trudeau and his wife split the day after the podcast went out.
Isn't that, you know what, because I listened back to bits of it and that I literally say in it, like, is he married? And then I look it up and go, God. Oh no, he's married. They've been married for years. And then the day later, they announce that they're splitting.
Do you know what? I'm so glad the podcast didn't come out the day afterwards and it was just horribly aged and already typed.
It shows that we have power. We are the other woman. We are, we manifest, manifestations do work. We manifested that him and his wife were going to split up because we fancied him so much. I think he listened to it. I think he's a fan. He listened to it and he thought, Jesus Christ, I could get some fucking tail over in the UK. Better dump my wife and get with those guys.
I feel like I'm seeing a lot of Justin Trudeau content now, and I don't know if that's because people have been tagging me and so much.
He's putting himself back on the market.
Yeah, maybe he's really out there.
Yeah, but maybe he's just out there.
Maybe it's him trying to contact us. That's
maybe
through the algorithms.
I believe that. I do believe that. That is true.
That's a sane thing to think. Isn't
that is
it?
Very normal. That Justin Trudeau think that he's is trying to contact.
I feel like we're going to become one of those. And those, like, you know, crazy people that lives on Hollywood Boulevard is like, Tom Cruise is my best friend. I just have to meet him. He's been trying to communicate with me for 17 years.
Watch this part in Mission Impossible 2 at 1 hour 53 seconds where he says...
It sounds like he says, Clarence, come over. If you listen carefully...
Oh, we are definitely going to become those people. I mean, obviously, I'm sad for him and his relation and her. Their relationship is broke up. Always a sad thing when a marriage ends.
Unless they got divorced. It's happy. That should be a happy moment.
Well, to be fair, actually, yeah, you're right. Like, if that's what they wanted, if they weren't working together anymore, then it's not a sad thing. That's what they, you know, it's good for them.
Yeah.
But you know, he's on the market now.
I'm just seeing it as all positives, Lydia. Their fucking failing marriage is over. He's on the market.
Oh my God, he is an eligible bachelor. My goodness, I bet he has so many.
Wait, stop.
What?
We're not. I feel like this. I could just feel like a 5-minute Justin Trudeau fawning session.
Oh,
just fucking brewing within
you. It's coming. It's coming. Like, he's back on the market now, baby.
Have you seen those videos that people have put together with like world leaders and like powerful women who are like fawning over him? Like, they've done funny cuts of like, I don't know, like Michelle Obama like staring at him lovingly and like all these women just like smiling at him coyly. It's really funny. Like, the people just staring at him like, oh, you're so pretty.
People want other people to fuck so much. It's such an interesting part of humanity. Mm. We're so like horny for other people to have a good time.
It's the whole shipping thing, right? People love it. People love to, like, you know, match people up and pair people together and stuff.
I mean, I am too. I want Lydia to fuck Justin Trudeau. I'm part of that camp. I got my t-shirt. I got my flag.
What the fuck, Harry? What the fuck?
What about Rams?
Why Lydia getting Justin Trudeau? What the fuck is going on
Lydia
here?
First. Lydia
Me first.
She,
you get my sloppy seconds.
I don't want your fucking sloppy seconds.
You would take it still, Rams. Don't try and lie to yourself. Don't try and lie to yourself here.
I mean, it is Mr.
Justin.
He's
beautiful.
He's beautiful.
He's a real
man. So, what the actual question was. My question is, what famous couple can't you stand and wish you could force to break up, like Homewreck and Lydia did to my country's prime minister?
Did we something like this before, didn't we? We spoke about a couple and then a couple of days later they broke up. It was like on one of like the first podcasts or second podcast.
Yeah, was it? I feel like it was Momoa, wasn't it?
Was it Momoa? It was someone.
Yeah, it
was
Jason
Momoa.
This is
not the first time this has happened.
Did Jason Momoa?
No, but Jason Momoa's got like a wife, right?
Yeah,
but
I'm
maybe
sure
not
he's
anymore.
Still with her.
Maybe not tomorrow.
Oh!
No, they broke up in 2022 when we started the podcast.
Oh my God,
That was it. This is the second time we've done this.
Wait, did we start? Yeah, we did. Oh my God, this is the second time we've done this.
And it does correspond with me having a whirlwind affair with Jason Momoa after we spoke about it. So yeah, it is all linking together.
Okay, don't flaunt it in front of Ravs, come on.
Sorry.
That's not fair.
Sorry.
Pretty rude.
God, he's another handsome man.
He's very
Jesus
handsome.
Christ.
He's very, very handsome.
Well, I feel like that should lean our pickings, right? There's the most handsome men in society that are having the big divorces, and we're going to predict them.
We predict.
So who's next? Who's on the...
Okay, I think I've got an easy one. And this is for personal gain and also calculated.
Right. I know who it is.
Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles.
Oh.
Are they married?
I didn't even know they were together.
No, but they're together. But Harry Styles is on tour right now and Olivia Wilde is busy in LA. So that must be difficult.
And also, that is so difficult for them.
And also, it opens both of them up to be single.
But wait. The last thing I can see is they're taking a break.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Well, let's make that break. Fine. Okay. No.
wait, maybe that's a few months ago. Maybe they've got back together now.
Maybe.
Nearly 2 years into their relationship, Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde are taking a break. That was in... Like
that was in
February
November.
November or something.
Yeah.
He's on tour, right? For like 500 years.
Right. I mean, yeah, that must be hard to be in a relationship.
It's probably already fucking dead then. That's like not a good pick.
It's terrible. That's terrible. You need a better one.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Leave it with me. Who did you think I was going to pick, Lydia?
Well, I thought you were just going to pick someone you wanted to fuck, like Mads Mikkelsen or someone.
I don't want to separate him from his wife.
Well, I don't know. is a personal gain.
I don't want to have a steamy affair in the hotel room.
I don't want to like. I don't want to ruin Mads's life, but he's now been named on the podcast, and that's. I mean, I don't make the rules.
The kiss of death.
The kiss of death, Ravs.
The kiss of death.
The kiss of death is dick. That's how it works.
Oh no!
You have to.
It's the rules
of the podcast. They're so simple.
Oh God! All right. So we could put this into two categories, right? So the actual question says which famous couple can't we stand and we'd like to break up, and the other half of it would be who can we predict is going to break up. So like you said, Raz, we can get an easy win.
I've got an easy win.
Ariana Grande and that SpongeBob SquarePants man.
Who?
Have you guys been keeping up with all of this?
No.
She's dating Patrick Starr.
She's dating the literal cartoon. So basically, long story short, Ariana Grande, she was married, but she's just got divorced, and the guy she was doing a film with, I think it's like Wizard of Oz or something like that. That guy who was, he played SpongeBob in the musical, SpongeBob SquarePants musical, I think. They've now got together and he's left his wife to be with her, but it's all very like, oh, we broke up a few months before we got together. But everyone's very suspicious that they basically had an
affair. I just have to interject. The pictures of him playing SpongeBob and SpongeBob in the musical. This guy, I mean, I don't like to be mean. He's not good looking. He is.
He
looks 12. He looks
I meant to remind myself what he looks like again.
He looks 12. Like, unironically, he looks like a child. She's dating a child.
Let me look.
The man up. Oh my God. He's a little boylet. He looks like 13 years old.
His name is Ethan Slater. And he's just finished first grade and.
Are you looking up the right person? Because there is one person that I've just seen who is literally a child. It's not the one who's literally a child.
Who's Dalton Gomez?
No.
He was young.
Not the one. There is one which is literally a child. It's not that one. It's Ethan. It's Ethan Slater.
Yeah, he's a child. Like a child.
He does have a.
He looks even younger.
He looks like a child wearing a suit. He looks like he's going to work experience with his dad. In the city.
He does look quite young.
What made Ariana Grande going, okay, dude.
She loves SpongeBob. She's a big SpongeBob fan.
Anyway,
I don't want to rip this guy any further. And again, I don't want to offend anyone.
But here I go.
I'm going to fucking say it. I think he might be a short king too, because I haven't seen a picture of him not being towered over by a lady. Oh, he's 5'7".
So that's his wife, the one that's towering. Well, his ex-wife now.
He has
the one
a wife?
He's towering over him.
He's cheated on his wife for Ariana Grande.
Yeah, and they were married for, I think they were childhood sweethearts. I'm not exactly sure if this is true, but they were childhood sweethearts and they just had a 6-month-old baby. This is turning into a gossip podcast. Love it.
This is we are the worst now. Go ahead.
That's crazy, Ethan Slater. Jesus.
So what I think with the whole thing is that I don't really know anything about Ariana Grande, but from what I could see on Twitter or X, whatever, trending. On Twinder?
Sounds like a Simpsons parody social media site. You know what I mean?
On Twitter is that she's had lots of partners. I'm not shaming her, but basically people are saying it's wild that he is split up with his wife of years and years and years with his new baby to get with Ariana Grande, who are almost certainly going to break up in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't look up anything about her. Do you know what I mean? He did no research in this.
Yeah.
Dude, what? I mean, okay, given the benefit of the doubt, maybe their relationship was doomed anyway with his wife, but they just had a baby.
The two people I would not fucking date is Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande, because I don't want a whole ass album written about me where every woman in the world will hate me.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a piece of shit.
And you've got a tiny dick. Perfect.
And you look like a child.
Your name is Ravs. Hey, your name is Ravs.
His name is Ravs.
Banger. But yeah, obviously everyone gets way too invested in people's private life. I am doing the same thing by gossiping about it, but it's been all over my fucking Twitter timeline. And
I'm sorry, but Lydia, when you play SpongeBob in SpongeBob the Musical, you say goodbye to privacy. Yeah. When you take on a role with that gravitas and that reach,
you sign have your to accept, life goodbye.
You have to accept the public now has an interest in your private life.
They want to know. But yeah.
I need to know, but my SpongeBob is a good boy.
You know the sound SpongeBob makes when he walks, like the little squeaky of his shoes?
Yeah.
Do you think he does that when he's fucking as well?
Oh, yeah.
He's squeaky, fully
squeaky,
in character.
Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky.
He's just fully in character. Ariana Grande just wanted to hear it.
Oh, my God.
I think
God,
the saddest thing about, honestly, now finding out, one, that there's a SpongeBob SquarePants musical, and two, that this guy plays it, is that he isn't wearing like a costume of like SpongeBob. No. He's not like a big mascot. He just looks like, I don't want to say it, but like a nerd. He just looks like he's dressed as a nerd. Do you know what I mean? It's not. I was hoping it would be like a big mascot
just
outfit.
Man in a suit. Yeah.
It's not. It's just a guy wearing a yellow shirt and a fucking tie who looks 12.
It's fucking wild. But I predict that they will break up very soon and he's going to go crawling back to his wife and say, "I fucked up. Please take me back." Calling it now.
Even Taylor Swift dated that fucking 1975 guy recently.
Oh,
like,
God,
that would have been a
he's
fucking
awful.
Easy one. Yeah, he's the worst.
Why is he like that? I see
he's
bits
horrible.
Of him on social media. Why is he like that? Why?
I think what's just for attention, isn't it? He's just doing it because he just loves attention. Yeah. I hate him. He's gross.
You know what? I've looked at a list of couples because I had to remind myself who's currently dating who.
Yeah.
And I'm picking one and it's crazy because, you know, the world probably loves them, but I have no idea really who they are. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
Oh, I know who they are. Why are you picking them?
I think they're strong and powerful because people won't shut the fuck up about their relationship. And I don't know much about them other than that I don't know, one of them's an actress maybe and the other one does some music. I don't fucking know.
John Legend's a musician.
I just want people to stop talking about them. Then that's why
I find
them
very boring. Do you agree that
they're also very boring?
They're very boring.
I think they seem quite a nice, happy couple. They've just had another kid.
That's why I wish misery upon them.
Oh, I don't know. I don't mind them. I don't mind them.
Well, that makes you boring, Lydia. That's how it works.
Thank you. I'll take that. Thank you, Harry.
That's such a boring response. NPCs talk about their relationship.
Yeah, of how lovey-dovey it is.
I've identified my target.
Who?
Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes.
Oh my God, I was about to say that!
They are both
hell yeah.
Fucking beautiful.
Damn. Literally the most attractive couple.
No one deserves Ryan Gosling, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, I'm in love with him after seeing Barbie. I would, let's put that out there. Two very beautiful people. It would be nice to see them on the market.
It'd be nice, everyone.
We all have a chance, so definitely. I go with that. I definitely go with that. That's a good shout. He's fit and she's
he
fit
would
as
be
well.
I mean I'm just imagining, you know, just throwing him into like a pit of ladies and him being ripped apart.
See,
oh my
like
God.
You guys would have to you guys would have to perform a SpongeBobby though and you know split with your partners. You guys are fucked.
Oh,
that's true. I was a single ready to mingle.
I am single.
You're
ready
good
to mingle.
Go.
I had it quite caught up to the new pop culture language doing a SpongeBob.
Doing a SpongeBob means
really
breaking up with your partner.
I'm glad that you've like champagne popped that one.
Doing the cheating now is called doing a SpongeBob.
Doing a SpongeBob. And then when that incredibly hot person you get with inevitably leaves you, you go back to your partner and say, I'm sorry. I fucked up. That's doing a SpongeBob. Okay, I'd have to do a SpongeBob in that case, It was Ryan. What can
I do? I would SpongeBobby for Ryan Gosling.
There's
very few people in the world where you do a SpongeBobby, but I would SpongeBobby for Ryan Gosling.
I know for a fact my partner is listening to this as well. I'm so sorry, but I would SpongeBob the fuck out of Ryan Gosling.
I would SpongeBob the fuck out of Ryan Gosling.
Rubbing my thighs. Yeah, I'd SpongeBob that man. He's in the Barbie movie.
He drives
around.
Oh my God.
Well, there you go.
I love the term doing a SpongeBob.
Doing a SpongeBob.
Absolutely perfect.
We'll have to see if any of those premonitions come true.
Yeah,
I think it took a week
crossed.
For the Jason Momoa one to just circulate and then execute.
And so it was like 2 days.
It was a day after, wasn't it? It was like immediate.
Yeah.
Well, remember, this is going to be after we put it out. So it's either, I can't remember if we're putting this out, maybe it's either tomorrow or it's a week tomorrow. We might be one ahead. So actually,
tomorrow,
do you think, like, as we started talking about this, they started an argument?
They had, oh my God, I can feel it.
I think so. Yeah. Yes.
This is literally the definition of like bad karma. Like, we're just wishing upon the downfall of people. Like, this isn't good. I'm not leaving my house today. I don't want to get hit by a car or anything.
Oh my God. Yeah. It does come back to you, doesn't it? And we are owed a lot.
And you get SpongeBobbied.
Oh no. I don't want to get SpongeBob.
No.
No.
I don't want to be SpongeBob.
What the fuck? This is completely random, but I've got the SpongeBob SquarePants, the Broadway musical up on my computer, and I've just seen one of the composers is David Bowie. How did that happen?
What? It's got to be a different David Bowie.
Surely there's only one. It is David Bowie. How did that happen?
Do they sing a David Bowie song, so they have to give him composer credits?
I guess they must do. Just imagining him.
There's no way that the last, like, his dying wish.
Maybe it was like one of his last side quests.
His last
side
quest was the SpongeBob musical.
I gotta make the SpongeBob musical so that guy can get cucked and leave his wife, Ariana Grande. This is my dying wish.
My dying wish. Holy shit. All right, there we go. Boom.
There we go. Let's move on to the next question.
Okay.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello, Zero Degrees. Love your stuff. I'll get straight to my problem. I've always been really close with my younger sister. Somewhat recently, she started dating a guy. The thing is, this dude is like a carbon copy of me. We have the same exact mannerisms, sense of humor. We will often react to things in the same way at the same time. Like when my sister mentioned Disney's Tarzan and we started singing Song of Man simultaneously in perfect unison. The guy also has the same interests I do. I'll make a convoluted reference to some obscure video game or 90s straight to VHS cartoon and he will get it instantly. While I'm happy to have met someone so easy to bond with, it honestly creeps me out a little bit. Maybe weirder still, my sister has clued his new boyfriend in all of our inside jokes before I even met the guy. And it's not like our similarities are lost on my sister, as the way she first described her boyfriend to her parents was an almost identical to me. Is this some fucked up Freudian thing where my sister is subconsciously attracted to me? Is she trying to murder and replace me? Am I weirded out for no reason? Sorry for the long question. Smile.
Wow.
That's a lot to unpack.
Wow. There's a big jump in this. The jump from this guy's like me to is my sister subconsciously attracted to me? Is she trying to murder and replace me?
No, I love that jump. That's a good, that's a healthy
that is a
brain
that's a jump.
That's a leap.
I kind of want to ask the inverse. Like, dude, it's like someone's like he's like pining for it.
Way this is written is like he's in love with his sister and he's jealous of the boyfriend.
It's giving jealousy.
It is giving jealousy.
Being jealous of your sister dating someone who's identity that's fucked up.
Man's sitting there like, it should have been me.
Oh, God. This is Game of Thrones in here. Okay, so I didn't immediately get jealousy, but now I'm reading it back. Yeah, maybe a little. Not jealousy as in like I want to fuck my sister, but jealousy in a sense that maybe he would hang out with his sister a lot, and that's why they were so close. And now she's hanging out with this other guy, and
I don't know. I think there's still an element of SpongeBobby there.
SpongeBobby, yeah, just a little bit.
He's trying to SpongeBobby his sister.
SpongeBobby his sister, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. You guys go first while I formulate a thought process.
I I feel like it's kind of like, is that not like a thing? I feel like I've heard of this.
Isn't the thing like people some look people for like date like their mum or some shit or their
dad?
Yeah,
people like look for like traits that are similar to like family members because it's things that they know and they feel like, you know. I think the thing is, if you'd said the guy is like a spitting image of me, we look like we're twins, I'd be like, okay, whoa, rewind. But instead, it's just like the guy has a load of interests that you also have. Like,
maybe he's the same age my brother.
Yeah, like, I mean, those interests, I don't know. I think it sounds like she just likes those things as well, mate. Maybe they're not your interests, but they're shared interests. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't believe it yet. He fucking likes Taylor Swift. It's wild. I also like Taylor Swift. It's crazy.
It's like she's trying to fuck me.
I 100% agree. If this message was, I look like exactly like this guy, then that would be weird. I cannot imagine dating someone that looked exactly like my brother.
Yeah, that was
like,
so
that
weird.
That is so weird and so gross. I would immediately not be attracted to that person because it would just freak me out. But the fact that they've not mentioned looks at all, almost as identical to me, it seems to literally be like same interest, same sense of humor. Well, that makes sense that she's gone for him because you two laugh and joke about the same things and she's looking for someone that has the same sense of humor and the same interests as her. So... yeah.
I feel like you actually just take this as a massive compliment from your sister.
Yeah.
No, like this is like that. Like she thinks all of the things that you do are really great and cool and funny, and she likes them. And that's like, I feel like that's the take.
I don't know. I want to fuck someone like you, brother.
Brother.
I need one with the soul, but not the blood. Oh, God.
Tell me about your bionicles.
Jesus.
I guess the real question is, do you ever vocalize this to like, to her, your family?
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
Absolutely not. That'll freak her out. She'll be grossed out.
You don't even
out.
Tell your therapist about this shit.
You shouldn't even be telling us.
Why are you telling us?
I'm checking. Tell us. We like it. Yeah. we want to talk about it. We need good content. Okay.
Have they written in because I feel like that is giving them like an identity crisis? Like, imagine you're at home and someone who's just like, you know...
oh, maybe.
They're like, they're making the jokes that you would make, but a second before you, you know, they're like...
and they're staring at you while they do it.
And they're kissing your sister while they do it.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, they're kissing your sister but making eye contact with you.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's so
but,
weird.
But, you know, they're like taking your sister to go see a movie that you guys would have watched together. Does he feel like he's getting in before'd? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like, does he feel like... he's losing his shtick in the household because of this.
I fucking hope so with his sister, Jesus.
I guess
he
like...
He shouldn't be going in there.
I feel like this is quite common though. I feel like it's quite common for, say, partners to get on with the... like the boyfriend and I'm getting my timeline confused.
Partners to get on with the brother and sister
really well. Like, I feel like that's quite a common thing, right? Like,
yeah.
So it makes sense that, yeah, you get on with someone because you have quite a lot of similarities. Like,
is there also a little bit of like, is the guy sucking up to you and thus is like super getting into like your, your like your interests and trying to like be super like, aligned with you, do you know what I mean?
Especially because it's you're trying to impress the brother. Like, yeah. That's a big person to impress. It's their little sister, like, you know, very protective over them, usually. I can imagine that's definitely
I feel like faking some interests, joining in on some jokes that they wouldn't usually do.
Yeah. Although I don't know if you can fake singing Tarzan's Son of Man simultaneously in perfect unison.
I don't even know what that song is. I've seen Tarzan and I don't even know what Son of Man is.
I don't either. What the fuck is Son of Man?
I mean, they are making obscure references.
It's Phil Collins.
It's good old Phil.
Oh, it's this Phil Collins song. Okay. I mean, I don't really know this song very well, but...
I mean, it's not...
I wouldn't classify this as a song you burst into song and like...
I wouldn't say like remembering a Disney song from your childhood and being into like niche video games from the 90s is like that. is that niche? I mean, it's like, if it was like, I only go fly fishing on this lake, and it's like, yes, well, he knows all about the lake as well. It's like, well, how does he know about, like, something really actually niche? I feel like actually those things are quite pop culture-y things.
If you're a certain age.
I do think it is now important that you have to find out if he's a SpongeBobby fan.
Is he a fan of SpongeBobby?
Does he know what a SpongeBobby is?
Does he know what it is?
Yeah. Does he know what a SpongeBobby is?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he literally says, my sister has clued her new boyfriend in on all our inside jokes.
So maybe he knows them already and that's why he's doing them.
The answer to all of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's literally given like the dossier of funny jokes and kaboom.
He's reeling them out when the time comes.
Maybe it's important to your sister that this guy likes you.
Yeah.
Or that you like him or whatever.
I don't think it's because your sister is trying to fuck somebody who's similar to you.
I don't think that at all. I don't think your sister's jealous. I don't think your sister's trying to fuck someone that's like your brother. I think this is so innocent. Wait, looks like you. Although to really, you know, take this conversation to a dark and twisted place that it didn't need to go to, have you ever heard about those stories where people like are estranged at birth, whatever that word is, and then they meet up late years later in their 20s or 30s or whatever, and then they're really attracted to each other because there's like this like hormonal like, oh, you're like
I haven't
grown up with you, so I don't have that like natural repulse feeling at the thought of it.
Yeah,
and then they end up like hooking up and shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah, some people have like been dating for like years before they took a DNA test and found out they're like brother and sister. Yeah.
Found out that
some people have done it knowingly. I read one about a mum and a son. I'm sorry, I took it there.
Oh my god!
I took it there. I didn't have to, but I did.
Wait, was it you?
What? It was me. A mum and my son. I didn't actually physically take it there, but I brought it up on the podcast. I mean, it wasn't one of those trashy magazines. It could have been bullshit. But apparently it is a phenomenon. Maybe I should find out what it's called using the power of Google. What the fuck would you search? What
don't
is it called?
Son.
Was it called?
Mother and son,
when?
Fuck. Don't
family
search that.
Members.
I love that wording.
Fancy.
Mother and son that fuck. Like that's just the way you look your porn up.
It's more efficient. It's more efficient. Get
two people who do banging.
This has just brought up a lot of stuff. Crush on your cousin? You're not alone.
You which one? Personally for you or Google, Lydia? We need answers to this.
Well, I searched, what is it called when family members fancy each other? Which maybe is
incest.
Not a good...
That's called incest,
that's
Lydia.
Incest, Lydia.
No, but I need it to be where they meet up, where they're separated at birth and they meet up years later. It's a very specific scenario.
Estranged.
But this fucking website is talking about fancying your cousin. Oh, we all do it. The title of this website is Crush on Your Cousin, You're Not Alone, ABC News. What is it called?
Of course it's America.
Estranged family members fancy each other. It's hard to find on Google. I've got genetic sexual attraction.
Genetic sexual attraction. There's nothing sexy about genetics.
It's making me feel a bit nauseous actually Googling this. I've shut it down.
Okay, do you want me to have a Google?
Yeah, you can Google. I don't want to look at it
anymore. Estranged mother and son.
You're going for the specifics.
Form relationship. No, don't give porn. Okay.
Don't do porn.
Toxic mother. No, what, no, this is, there's a lot of very, no, I can't. That's
exactly
not,
right. Nauseating.
Well, don't worry, Lydia. You know what you can do? You can just read trashy magazines for another year.
Yes.
And then give us an update.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know what goes down.
Eventually recirculates around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep your idea your eyes out for these people.
I will. I'll take notes. Thanks, guys, for helping me pursue my interest.
Your and real passion.
The guy, don't try fuck your sister.
She's not trying to kill you. It's fine. She just likes you, but not like that. Yeah.
Not like that.
Mind out the gutter.
Not like that though.
Not like that.
Fuck Jesus.
Okay. Do you have one more question? One more quick one?
Yeah, send her.
Okay, I'll do a quickie. Hey, pals. Turnt. Feldorpish. What? Feldorption. Ganjown-esque. I just made up these three words. What do you think they should mean? Much love. All right, I'm going to read them out again because I absolutely butchered those. Also, I think one of them does actually have
I think one of them
meaning.
Is a real turnt. Word.
Turnt yeah. is what, yeah. what people say when you like go get drunk, right?
Yeah, get
like,
turnt.
Turnt meaning. Turnt yeah. meaning, under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Excited or energized.
Feldorption is a good word. Okay. Feldorption.
Feldorption and Gan... Sorry, the Ganjuresque. Person that cannot pronounce words should not be trying to pronounce these words.
Ganjanesque.
Ganjanesque and Feldorption. Okay, Feldorption. This sort of sounds like... Oh, dude, I got a Feldorption yesterday.
I got a Feldorption. Yeah. No, I got SpongeBobbied and then she Feldorptioned me.
Oh, nice. What's happening to you when you're getting Feldorptioned?
I feel something... like it sounds a little bit like adoption. So something like maybe a version of adoption is where like you like forcibly adopt yourself onto somebody else.
So oh, like, okay.
She
okay.
fell on my Dorptilation.
Yes.
Yes.
She fell on my Dorption.
You fell so on my like, adoption. What is yeah. adoption then? Maybe we just do adoption.
Adoption. Should I see if adoption has
yeah,
a meaning?
Adoption's a better word.
Adoption meaning. Just to make sure it doesn't mean anything. Nothing. It's nothing. I mean, what? I'm just thinking Willy.
Okay. Okay.
Adoption.
Adoption because it. I hate that word. I'm not really sure why I said it. Because it works in the concept of fell. I don't fucking know.
No. It's fine, Lydia. You're in a safe space. Please take us into
I'm
your
not,
this brain
I'm not.
This
isn't a safe space. Lots of people are listening to this. This is the least safe space I could ever be.
This is a safe
this
place.
This is a dangerous space.
This
is very dangerous.
I want you to explain this
fell
thought process.
Well, I was going with Ravs's whole, she fell on my adoption.
She fell on my adoption.
Why do you keep adding the L to it? Dorptilation.
What is going on with this? It's not the word. Ravs is just not saying the word.
Feldorption. Feldorption. I'm saying it.
You weren't before.
Stop saying fucking...
Fell on my dorp.
No, but you're adding words in between the word. It's a word. It's one word. You can't just break the word into multiple words, right? That's not...
She's stroking on my beef till I'm off.
That's not like... I'd be like, alphabet. It means the, you know... It means a collection of all the letters. It's like, alpha till I
have you not
collect all the better. Like, what? Like,
have you not seen the meme format of she X'd on my Y till I Z?
Yes, I have, but not, you can't just do that with, but that's not like...
Feldorption, why not? Who's makes the rules here?
But
Harry makes the rule.
What is going on with this?
Okay, all right. I'm shutting this down. Feldorption. I think that is a word for when an alien abducts you and does stuff to your dick.
Yeah,
that's what I think it sounds
like.
It
does sound right, to be honest.
Feldorption.
It's a dick probe.
It's a dick probe. Feldorption. I got four dorpulated last night.
No. I was dorpulated very hard. Actually, it was a feldorption. Maybe it's a felony. It's like illegal. It was an illegal
adoption.
An illegal adoption. It's a feldorption. Now you're going under for 20 years. You're going to feldorption.
Okay, all right. And last one.
Ganjanesque.
I mean, I just think you think of something large.
I think it's just somewhere in Scotland.
That is a high member of society, like a really fancy gentleman or lady that enjoys marijuana.
Yeah,
marijuana.
It has to be. A ganjanesque.
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 Yes.
It's like an esquire.
And they're very large as well. Large.
You have to do like a deep bow when you meet them, but also pretend to like, pretend to like do a bong as you're bending over.
Yes.
Yep.
Good evening, my Ganjanus. Well, this is the stuff that people just rush to listen to our podcast for.
This is
people
what they really they come.
This is the good shit. Please leave us a comment on the YouTube video what you would say those words mean.
Yeah. And more importantly, leave us a comment with more hot, spicy pop culture drama, because this is now a pop culture drama podcast.
This is all we do right now, pop culture. We're rebranding.
Breaking up celebrities.
And if you have any SpongeBobby questions, send them in.
Send them in as well, because that's apparently the thing we're currently obsessed with for the next 5 minutes. Yeah. So,
SpongeBobby? Yep. I'm going to forget what that means and is, and what the context of that is by the time we record next.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah, me too.
Great. All right. Well, that's been a show. That's done.
That's been a show.
That's all we got.
It's over.
It's done. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Be sure to send in some questions. Subscribe to the Patreon. And we'll see you. Leave a little comment as well. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.